listeners, you're listening to the Spice Cast. My name is Daniel Bullard, your host today, and with us on the show, we've got a return guest, number 11, from Boca Raton, Florida. That's Yeshiva Lex and Bernard Bullhack. How are you guys doing today?
Excellent, Dan. Thank you for having us again, and it's a pleasure, man. It's a pleasure to be in your show.
Yeah, it's great to be back.
Yeah, and you guys are chatting to us via Skype on the road coming up towards Russellville today. Are you guys heading towards Alabama, or where are you heading towards today?
We're stopping in Atlanta. This time around, we usually drive directly to Muscle Shoals and then Russellville and Huntsville, but this time we decided to stop in Atlanta, do a small show there to get our feet a little bit wet in this new tour, this new length tour. And tomorrow we're going to be in Russellville. Keep going. Prepare for the Saturday show. We're really excited about that, man. Really, really excited.
You guys have a show April 9th, this Saturday, over at the Roxy Theater. And you are going to be playing with Cary Gilbert and the KGB Band. Some local favorites from around that area. And some really awesome musicians, so I've heard. You want to talk about that for a little bit?
Sure. Yeah, we're going to be having full band this time. Last time we were there with Cary, we did an acoustic show, but this time we are going to have really amazing musicians backing us up. We're going to have a whole five-piece band.
Yeah, five-piece band.
Including?
We have Randy Kimbrough on drums, Mitchell Curtis on bass, which he's the bass player. Again, they both play with the KGB band, but Mitchell, he's a bass player also for Three Wheel Drive, with Jim Seals, which is a Grammy Award winner, the artist. So we're really excited, man. And we're going to have Alisa Ashley playing percussion for us. So we have quite a big team, and we're excited to put on a show. We've been preparing for it for the last, I don't know how long, but we've been preparing for it and to deliver the best we can. I mean, people are going to go see us. I believe there's going to be like 600-700 people. I believe there are some tickets left for whoever wants to still go to the show. And we're ready to do it, man. Russellville, Alabama.
And it's
this Saturday.
It's also a great cause because it's a benefit for the historic theater. So whatever they make that night goes back to keeping the theater up and alive and restore it. So, you know, that's always great to give back to the community.
And where can people find tickets?
They're selling the tickets at the door. They don't have it set up for people to buy online, but they're selling at the door. I believe they're $10 a piece. And man, it's a great show because we're gonna open up. We're gonna play maybe 35 minutes or so, and then Cary Gilbert comes in, and they have an outstanding show. I mean, they get people on their feet.
Yeah.
People dance. They tear down the house. Yeah. That's correct. So it's a blessing. It's a blessing to be invited by Cary again one more time. And we value his friendship and everything, and this is a great opportunity for everybody. And we're probably going to share the stage at the end of the night. So everybody can get a real kick out of the whole night. It's a big event. It should be, if I'm not mistaken, it starts at the doors open at 6, and I believe it ends at 9.
Seven.
I think.
Starts at 7. Though.
Starts at 7. Okay. Yeah. Doors open at 6. Show starts at 7, and I think it's until 9 p.m. So, a couple hours of good music, good people, can't beat it.
There you go. Nothing better than that. How did you guys end up meeting Cary Gilbert originally? Did you meet him and the other musicians you're playing with when you were recording your first album up in the Shoals recently?
That is correct.
Well, actually, when we were recording our first album in Muscle Shoals, he's friends with our friend Billy Lawson, with our producer, actually, Billy Lawson. So he just came by the studio, and that's how we met him, and it was instant friendship. He's an amazing guy, and we connected, and we made friends ever since.
Yeah. That's when we recorded at our album, Follow the Song, which is released. And, you know, you can find it in iTunes and our website, nmbr11.com. And this was Wishbone Studios. Mike McGuire and Bud McGuire from Shenandoah. That's their studio. We went in there. And they just opened their arms. Cary came in. We started talking. And instant friendship, man. since that, we speak every week. You know, good people, they just connect.
He has a concert series every month at the Roxy Theater where he brings a guest artist. And this time he invited us for, you know, we're a returning band. But he has this series every month, and it's for the theater. So he's very active in the community. He's constantly, you know, you see him all over town doing good things, all sorts of good things, and this is one of them.
They gave him the key of the city, even. He does so much that he got the key of the city, man. Yeah, that's a big honor. I know he treats it like that, and I know that he's incredibly honored to have that. And we hear that. I mean, he's an incredible person. So,
you guys are also. It's been a few months since you were last on the show, but you guys have been pretty busy since then. You've got a new acoustic EP that you're working on, a new video to go with that EP, and a new full-length album that I think, did you say you're recording in the Shoals again?
That's correct.
Yep.
Same place, same people?
We're recording in Big Star Recording Studios, which is Billy Lawson's studio. He opened up his own studio. And it's amazing because this new album, we were able to get amazing players. Our drummer for this new album is Milton Sledge, which I don't know if you know him. He plays for Garth Brooks in every one of his tracks, and he's an amazing person and drummer. I mean, our bass player is Bob Ray, which he's got his own name. No, he's played with Ray Charles, Aretha Franklin, everybody.
And of course, Will McFarlane on the guitar, who's you know, Bonnie Raitt and Etta James and Joss Stone.
Bobby Blue Band and you name and, it.
You know, Will and Bob were on our first album, so they're coming back and laying down some really great stuff. So we're pretty excited. We started recording the first tracks last October. So we're working on that. We're working on the acoustic EP, which will be released later on this year. And the video and all that stuff. So we've been keeping pretty busy.
Yeah, a lot of stuff. After we saw you last time, I don't know if we got a chance to tell you, but we kept touring and we went all the way down to Chile, to South America. Yeah, man, that was amazing. I mean, we got there and the next day we're doing a TV show and then we have a show going on, and it really exciting. I mean, South America is a special place when it comes down to music.
Yeah. And they're really hungry for new music and different sounds, and it was really special, really.
Yeah.
Wow. So you guys have also been doing a lot of work in your hometown, Boca Raton, Florida, just kind of
correct.
Getting, you know, helping the music scene grow there. Do you want to talk about that?
Yes. The music scene is an ever-growing thing. Let's just start with that, right? Musicians... artists, we can't stand still, right? So we're always growing. Is that way you prevent from going stale. You need to have the creativity going. But at the same token, we've been able to meet with people. We've been able to introduce new ideas, new concepts that you know, like what you hear in Alabama is not the same or what you hear in Florida. Mm-hmm. So we've been able to become like a small bridge between what's going on with these amazing people in Alabama and what's going on in Florida. There's also great musicians, but there's a gap, and I would like to think we are able to bring that gap a little bit closer, grain of salt.
We're doing our best to, you know, bring it closer and what we can.
That's actually one of our goals, man. I mean, if you look at it, I mean, we look at it as us, right? Number 11, our band. But at the same token, we also look at it a little more macro. I mean, where is the music industry going? How can we all benefit from that, meaning us musicians? But mostly is the audience, the people that turn on the radio in their car. And what are they listening to? What's coming through a radio? You know, what are people interested in? I think nowadays... people are a lot more aware, and they're hungrier for things with more substance. I think that's a common thread at this point. So we're kind of spreading the word. You know what I mean? I wouldn't call it preaching, but I would say, look, you know, it's like at least saying, look, we're listening. okay, this is what, you know what I mean? There's something else out there, not just what you hear in the radio. There are more things. And these things should be playing in the radio. And I believe people would react to it. So we're trying to spread the word, going to different countries, coming back, making sure, you know, just trying to get a good idea.
And thankfully, there's if not a resurgence, you see singer-songwriters and Americana music kind of still keeping up and becoming more and more popular, which is great, because singer-songwriters kind of went away from the mainstream for a while and became something else, and now it's kind of coming back, and it's great to see. While it's really fun to go and listen to, you know, the music with the high upbeat and the electronic stuff, that's great for something, but I think as humans, we have so much more deep inside, and we tend to go to the singer-songwriter and the music with lyrics and with messages when we really need to hear something that will feed your soul. So,
well, we all feel that void inside, and nobody really knows how to fill it, but somehow we find in music a certain comfort when the music's right that helps you, at least for that moment in time, forget about your worries, even find solutions for some of your worries that you have at this point in time, be it spiritually, be it very mundane, be it whatever it is that you're going through. Music has that capacity. The universe is made out of music, so 2 + 2 = 4. You know, there are answers.
We got a little deep there.
Well, but that's what music is, you know. Yeah. So,
and I think people, especially now, are really starting to. You know, I think we went through a period where everybody was very pop obsessed for a while, and people are finally kind of starting to come out on the other side of that. And, you know, let's face it, the world's not a very happy place right now. So they're looking for things that are a lot deeper and have a lot more substance.
That is correct. Now, there's one thing that I would like to mention, since we have the opportunity and we can speak like this. There's a responsibility. There are responsibilities. OK, there's a responsibility of us as artists to do the best we can to give, right? To give the best we can, so people can actually connect to this music, to whatever it is that they want to listen to, or whatever it is that they believe. But there's a responsibility on the part of the people that are listening to the music of supporting artists, so us and everybody else that's out there trying to do this, that they can actually keep doing it, meaning the industry changed, right? Now we have all the online radios, like yourself, blah, 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 et cetera. But then you have these radios that really are not, it's an own fact. They don't really pay the artists what they should do. That means the artist can't really, it doesn't have really have enough to eat. So we need to find all kinds of alternatives. Even though all we want to do is give, we still need to receive some. And the responsibility of part of, as part of the audience, as part of the people of the that are listening to this music, is to in a way support the artist. Because, and again, it's not a huge thing. The only thing is that look, go spend $10 and buy the CD.
Or go see a local band.
Yeah, go
somewhere,
see a local band.
You know,
if you like it, pay for it. Why not? I mean, nobody's gonna go broke out of doing that.
Yeah. I think people take it for granted that there's so much music. There's so much good music out there now, and people kind of have this attitude of like, you know, oh, why are you whining about not getting paid? You know, you have the pleasure of going out and being a musician and playing, and that's, you know, it's great, and it's wonderful, and it's a wonderful, magical, spiritual, pleasurable experience. But you know, at the end of the day, you still have to pay rent. And, you know, music making takes a lot of time and energy, and I don't think people really, you know, take that into account when they download an album and they're like, oh, yes, you know, they're thinking they're screwing over somebody in a penthouse somewhere, and, you know, it's really just a guy in a van trying to make it.
Yeah.
Hey, look, I went to school for, it's called commercial engineering, so it's a blend between civil engineering and business administration, and I went to school for music. And I've done both. I've run companies, build companies, and I've built bands and created different things in music. The most difficult thing I've ever done is always related to music. Always. And I've run big companies, and they're not difficult to run compared to what we do music wise. That's just to put in perspective things. No, that's all. I just wanted to make that point.
Stay on that note, one of the things that we tried to do is really also educate people about, you know, the industry, not only for musicians, but for artists in general. It's one of the most difficult careers out there. Anyone who's trying to make it in any kind of artistic way, it's harder. And it's great when we can all actually help each other, no matter if you're, you know, trying to get your natural organic soap company out of the ground, or you're trying to sell your paintings or be a musician. We're all in this together. So it's also about supporting each other, supporting our communities and supporting.
That is correct.
You know,
what's the saying? It takes a village to feed a kid. That's what they say, no? That is absolutely trite. Trite. Right. True and right. Trite. There you go. There you go. That's her new song, Trite. Yeah, exactly. Hey, don't be surprised if we write that.
Yeah. We'll send you a copy.
We'll send you a copy. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Thank you so much for taking the time off the road to talk with us this afternoon. Again, you guys can catch Number 11 at the Roxy Theater on April 9th, starting at 7 p.m., also playing with Cary Gilbert and the KGB Band. You guys will be having another, a couple of albums coming out, an EP and a full-length album coming out later this year. Ahead and follow them on Facebook for all the updates and stuff. You guys also have a website as well where people can keep up with you.
Correct.
Yes, nmbr11.com.
Yes, it's number without the consonants, I guess. The vowels. Without the vowels. It's vowels. Only the consonant without the vowels. There you go. Exactly. There you go.
Thank you so much for having us. It's always great to talk to you. And hopefully next time we can come back to your station and, you know, have some FaceTime, like real FaceTime.
Yeah. Maybe next time we'll play a few tracks. You know, we'll have the time to sit there for a little bit and play a few acoustic tracks for you.
There you go. We're looking forward to it. Well, guys, thank you once again for being here. And you guys can catch us on our website, spice-radio.com. Thank you to all of our volunteers and all of our guests that help us do what we do. And you guys have a great night.
Brought a flower or a gesture. This has been a production of Spice Radio from Huntsville, Alabama. You guys know what you want, and you don't have to do too much to get it. Get with us at spice-radio.com. If you have a podcast, you make music or art, or you have an event that you want to promote in the Tennessee Valley, you can find us at www.facebook.com/spiceradiohuntsville or on Twitter at spiceradiohsv. And again, our website, spice-radio.com.